Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 18th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a half a cent, closing at 347. Switching my comments now to March beans. March beans down 5.5 cents, closing at 972.5. And March wheat up 2.25 cents, closing at 420.5. The beans rallied 5 cents off their lows, but still closed a nickel lower. They rallied at 5 cents in the last 15 minutes or so, but not sure whether that's indicative of anything here. The exports really didn't help the beans early. We had that 396 sold to China, but we were down a dime at one point before the rally. We haven't seen any export inspections yet. They came out at 10:04 and said it was going to be delayed due to technical difficulties, but we haven't seen anything since. I just checked. I still don't see anything listed out here. So I'm sure at some point we'll get the numbers. I don't think it'll make a whole lot of difference overnight unless there's some big surprise out there. But you know, the wheat was able to bounce a little bit off the weather in the plains. Still very, very dry. They're talking about some snow, but much, much colder temperatures. So, you know, I just don't think the wheat crop is shaping up at this point to be a bumper crop, but it's still awful, awful early to start discounting the crop out here. But I do think we have lower acres and potentially lower production. And the wheat over the last several days is trying to carve out a little bit of a bottom here, but I'm still concerned that we could make a new low by the first of the month. Corn market continues to just grind a little bit lower here. We do have a double bottom now at 346.5. We'll see if that holds. Again, people are thinking there's just too much corn out there. The corn is holding its own relative to the beans, as we expect. That corn-bean ratio up around 2.6. I think it's certainly indicative that we could plant more bean acres and less corn acres. That's kind of what Informa came out with on Friday, about a million more bean acres, a million less corn acres. And I really don't think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a financial decision. I think if farmers get good weather in the spring, they're going to plant corn. And if they get lousy weather, they're going to switch to beans. I think it's just that simple. So, you know, would a million acre switch be reasonable? You know, in my opinion, a 5 million acre switch would be reasonable. But I think it's going to be more incumbent on the weather than the economics out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.